One, genealogical table of the daughters of Manu, text number 60. Swaba Bhiman Minas Chan Changna Changner Amajan Ching Ajayantya Ajayanat Vakam Pavak Manam Cha Suchim Cha Hit Uta Bojanam Sahabuina Minas Chan Changner Amajan Trin Ajanayat Pavakam Pavanam Cha Suchin Cha Uta Boganam Translation of Prayer Report by the Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The providing deity of fire begotten his wife Swaha three children named Pavaka, Pavamana, and Suchi, who exist by eating the oblations of offered to the fire of sacrifice. Purport. After describing the descendants of the 13 wives of Dharma, who were all daughters of Daksha, Maitreya now describes the 14 daughters of Daksha, Swaha, and her three sons. Oblations offered in the sacrificial fire are meant for the demigods, and on behalf of the demigods, three sons of Agni, Swaha, namely Pavaka, Pavamana, and Suchi, accepted the oblations. Om Arginatram Desha, Jana Jana Slakaya, Saksuru Mintam Jena, Tasme Shi Gurvindama, Sri Shaitanya Manobistam, Sapitam Yena Bhutale, Swaya Rupa Kadamayam, Dante Swapadantikam. Sri Krishna Shaitanya, Ubu Nichananda, Sri Adraita Gurarar, Shivasa Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this verse is purport, describing the children begot by the fire god, Agni. And he says here they existed by eating oblations offered to the fire of sacrifice. So, the demigods would eat the oblations offered in the fire sacrifice, which would be offered to Vishnu. So, the demigods eat Mahaprasadam. But in Kali Yuga, there is no sacrifice, so the demigods don't come to this planet. And because in Kali Yuga, Kalo Sudra Sambhava, everybody's less than Sudra. There's no qualified Brahmins to offer sacrifice. So in this so therefore in different ages, bygone ages, the demigods would come to this planet. When Srila Prabhupada was giving some program, not very many people came, and the devotees apologized to Prabhupada. We're sorry that not many people came. Prabhupada said, don't be sorry. Didn't you see Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma? They were here. And they were laughing. Why were they laughing? Because they were surprised to see the Mlechas and Yavanas chanting the holy name. So Sukadeva Prabhu has asked me to speak on the holy name since this is Holy Name Week. But in Vrindavan, I live in Vrindavan, we don't have Holy Name Week. We have Holy Name Year. Because the kirtan is always going on 24 hours a day. So, speaking on the Holy Name is a very big subject matter, which can continue for many days. Maybe, are you going to have it for 7 days? So I'll try to cover 4 points. The descent of the Holy Name, how it came about, the meaning of the Holy Name, the process for chanting the Holy Name, and the results of chanting the Holy Name. So in Jiva Dharma was written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, explains the Yuga Dharma, Kali Yuga Dharma. In Satya Yuga, the Lord purified the sages by the process of meditation and then bestowed to them pure devotional service. In Treta Yuga, the Lord arranged for purification through performance of sacrifices. In Dwarpa Yuga, the Lord gave the system of temple worship for purification. But seeing the pitiful state of the jivas in Kali Yuga, the Lord gave up hope in the process of Jnana Karma Yoga. In Kali Yuga, the jivas are afflicted by a short life span, many diseases, decreased intelligence, and decreased strength. The rules of Varnanashram, analytical study, yogi jnana, and other processes of secondary, indirect devotion service are not sufficiently powerful to deliver the living entities in Kali Yuga. Karma and jnana are indirect paths to bhakti, become crowded when obstacles are no longer a practical method for advancement in Kali Yuga. The path of jnana depends on association of devotees in order to turn it toward bhakti, and the path of karma depends on activity performed without desire, which is offered to the Lord selflessly in order to turn it toward bhakti. These processes have been corrupted in Kali Yuga, because instead of devotees, one finds imposters. Instead of selfless activities for purification of the heart, one finds greed for material enjoyment prominent. Thus, no good effect is produced. As well as the process for Dwarpa Yuga, Archana has become polluted, spoiled by various evils. That means, if you have valuable jewelry for the deities, then that will invite thieves. So Srila Prabhupada said, you shouldn't use valuable jewelry or valuable things for the deities. The difficulty is due to the essential difference between the paths of karma and jnana, being material means, and the spiritual and Krishna prema. Practicing these indirect paths only bring more difficulties to life of living entities in the age of Kali Yuga. So, this is all explained in Bhagavad Gita, Karma Jnana, and Bhakti. And Krishna says, Bhakti Mama Vijananti, and only by devotional service can he be understood. These other paths are indirect paths. And if you go to the Empire State Building and you want to go to some office on the 100th floor, you can walk up the stairs. And by the time you get to the office, they'll say, sorry, we're closed for today. Come back tomorrow. But if you take the elevator, you will get there in 5 or 10 minutes. So, taking the stairs are the indirect processes, jnana, karma. But the process of bhakti is the direct process devotional service. Amyabi adsita sunya ganaram karma avitam anukulena krishnano bhakta uttamam. So the holy name, the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is not only chanted in Kali Yuga, it's chanted in all ages. But it is the Yuga Dharma for this age. In the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there was one demigod whose name was Upabara. And he was very attractive, and he had many girlfriends who were also very attractive. So one time, he was sitting with his girlfriends when the Harinam party came by. And instead of joining the Harinam party, he was singing different cinema songs or mundane songs. So they cursed him that he would have to take birth on this planet and be devoid of all beauty. And that was Narada Muni, who took birth as the son of a maidservant. So that's the, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the holy name is chanted in every age, and even in the heavenly planets, but in this age, it's the Yuga Dharma. And Harinam, 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 Evi Kevalo, Kalu Nasteva 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 Gachira Nyata. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago, and at that time, he was in the womb of his mother for 13 months. Mother Sachi became pregnant for 7 times, and each time, Advaitacharya, she would go to the Ganges, take bath, and Advaitacharya would take bath downstream in a different place. And Advaitacharya would come and offer obeisances to Mother Sachi, and she'd have a miscarriage. So she had 8 miscarriages. Then the 9th time he came, he said, "No, this time you will get a son." And that was Vishwarup. And then the 10th son was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's the incarnation, the Yuga avatar. So after 13 months in the womb, on the day Phagun, in the month of March, on the occasion of a lunar eclipse, that means the moon, eclipse of the moon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth, or appeared. Great souls don't actually take birth and don't die. They come, they appear for some time, and then they disappear for some time. So we say it's the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. And when the great souls disappear or die, we say disappearance of them. So, because the eternal associates of the Lord and the Lord, they're not ordinary human beings, and they come with some purpose to fulfill and go leave when they fulfill their purpose. So, which came first? The holy name or Lord Chaitanya? Who knows? Yes. When Lord Chaitanya, before he took birth, Advaita Acharya, Haridasa Thakur, saw the condition of Kali Yuga in Navadvip, and that the people were devoid of any bhakti, or devotional service. And even Advaita Acharya, who was Mahavishnu, couldn't do anything about it, or he didn't want to do anything about it. So he worshipped Shalagram with Tulsi and Ganges water and called the Lord to come and appear in Kali Yuga. So by this calling of Advaita Acharya and Haridasa Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth on the time of a lunar eclipse. And when there's an eclipse, it's inauspicious. There's solar eclipse and lunar eclipse. So people go to a sacred river and stand half submerged in the river and chant the holy name at the time of the eclipse, which lasts for about 45 minutes. Eclipse means with Rahu, who's a rascal, and always comes between the earth and the moon, or the earth and the sun. It's not what the scientists say. So, at that time, everyone was standing in the Ganges, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Even the Muslims were chanting. And so that was the advent of the holy name. Naman Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, that the holy name is not different than Krishna. So the holy name came first, and then Lord Chaitanya appeared as a small child, Vishwambar or Nimai Pandit. So Lord Chaitanya, in his childhood and his youth, became a student and a Pandit. And he would defeat everyone on argument and logic, but he didn't reveal himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, Bhaktisiddhanta ordered his disciples to read these two books 108 times. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita is a little different than Chaitanya Bhagavat. But in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Lord has his childhood pastimes as Nimai Pandit. And he was always arguing with people and defeating people on logic and grammar, Sanskrit logic and grammar. Then Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya and he met Ishvara Puri, and there he took initiation. So when he came back from Gaya, he was a different person. He was no longer a proud scholar. He became humble and was exhibiting ecstatic symptoms. The mother Sachi and the neighbors couldn't understand that this was ecstatic symptoms. They thought he had a wind disorder. In Ayurvedic medicine, there's 52 or 54 different kinds of airs in the body. And when there's an imbalance in the airs, It's called a wind disorder or disease. So they thought Lord Chaitanya had this disease. So they told the neighbors, told Mother Sachi, that you should bind Lord Chaitanya's feet and you should give him green coconut water to drink and put Vishnu oil on his head. But Srivas Thakur came there to Lord Chaitanya's house and saw Lord Chaitanya's condition. And he told Mother Sachi, you shouldn't, do not worry, your son does not have any disease. He's exhibiting ecstatic symptoms of love of God, prema bhakti. And he said that I wish I had that disease also. So this is when Lord Chaitanya inaugurated his Sankirtan movement. And Lord Nityananda, he was born in Ekachakra. But at the age of 12, when Sannyasi came there and asked his father if he could take Lord Nityananda with him as his servant. So his father was reluctant to give him, but he did anyway. And so Lord Nityananda traveled on pilgrimage for 20 years all over India to all the holy places until Lord Chaitanya started his Sankirtan movement, the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then Lord Nityananda went to Navadvipa and joined Lord Chaitanya. So, the Narottam Das Thakur has wrote many songs. Goloke Premadana. Goloke Premadana Harinam Sankirtana Ratinam Janyo Kenetai Samsara Bishana Lady Nishi Hai Jivale Jadadena Onu Upaya. The treasure of divine love in Golok Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night my heart burns in the fire of the poison of worldliness. I have not accepted the means of relieving it. But he's speaking out of humility. Then in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he said, Viti Viti Yacha Yata Nagarani Gram Sarvacha Racha Abe Mor Nam. In many towns and villages, as there are on the surface of the earth, my holy name will be preached. So Srila Prabhupada came to the West, 1965, and started the Sankirtan movement in the Western countries. None of his godbrothers believed that this prediction that the holy name would be chanted in every town and village was possible. But Srila Prabhupada started out in a very humble way when he got the storefront on 2nd Avenue in New York. He would go to the park every day and chant for 3 hours, Thompson Square Park. And Srila Prabhupada was not a young man. He was 70 years old, but still he had enough energy. When you get to be 70, when 70 plus, your energy level goes down and it's difficult to do many things. But Krishna being a Shakti, if someone's empowered by Krishna, it can do anything. So Srila Prabhupada went to Thompson Square Park and would chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. For 3 hours every day. And different people would come and join him. We see on the video, on the screen, Prabhupada chanting in Thompson Square Park and the hippies community or the young people in that time. They asked Srila Prabhupada, one reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, what's a hippie? And Prabhupada said, something extraordinary. And he said, you know better than me. So the hippies were people who were trying to be, were opposed to the modern civilization, modern government. They were kind of like a revolution in the modern age. So they, many of them came and chanted with Prabhupada in Thompson Square Park, and they danced and chanted with him, danced and took to the process of chanting the holy name. Of course, most of them were intoxicated. That was the common in those days, especially LSD, marijuana. And one person asked Srila Prabhupada if he could take marijuana, take LSD for spiritual advancement. They thought it was a spiritual. But Prabhupada said, no, you can't become spiritual by something material. So taking any kind of intoxication for gives you temporary, puts you in illusion, for temporary illusion that you're happy or that you're making spiritual advancement or whatever, but it's only temporary, and when it effects wear off, you can understand that it's not permanent. It's not a permanent thing, and it ultimately has side effects. So it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in this age of Kali, Nama Rupa, Krishna Avatar, Namahaite Haya Sarva, Jagat Nistara. In this age of Kali, the holy name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. So, the holy name is non-different than Krishna, and it is spiritual sound vibration. And it says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kalo Dosher Ahe Rajan Hastihi Eka Mahaguna Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Paramajit. My dear King, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. It's simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One can become free from the bondage, material bondage, and be promoted to the spiritual kingdom. So Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago, and he is the Yuga Dharma. I know in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vlad Maharaj often prayers the Lord and said the Lord was Tri Yuga. He only appeared in three yugas. When Krishna was born, Krishna and Balaram had their name-giving ceremony. Karga Muni said that this Krishna has appeared in four yugas, one in white, red, black, and yellow. So Lord Chaitanya is the yuga avatar. Krishna Varna Chisa Krishnam Sangupangasta Parasadam Yajna Sankirtan Prayer Yantihi Sumedha Saha. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. So Krishna came 5,000 years ago, yada yada dharmasya dandi bharata bharata krishnaya sadhanam inishyata duskritam. So Krishna comes 5,000 years ago. He comes to annihilate the demons and reestablish religious principles. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago, and he comes for a different purpose. He comes to introduce the congregational chanting of the holy name. It says those who have Sumedha Saha, sufficient intelligence, will take to this Krishna conscious movement. Srimad Bhagavatam says in 12th canto, that day by day people in Kali Yuga are becoming less and less able to understand in spiritual life, because people are so sinful, eating meat, taking intoxication, gambling, having illicit sex without any restriction. So they're intelligent. They don't have intelligence. Even though the best dressed man may look very intelligent, but when he speaks, you can understand his mentality. So in Kali Yuga, people, they dress very nicely and look very civilized, but actually they're just considered to be like a decoration for a dead body, because the people aren't interested in spiritual life. When we try go on book distribution and try to give a book to someone, they say, "I'm sorry, sir, I don't have time. I don't have time for spiritual life." But they have time to watch television, go to movies, drink alcohol, go to parties, and do other things. But they don't have time for spiritual life. And Sukadeva Goswami would go to the householders in the morning when they would milk the cows. And he'd only stay long enough to milk the cow and take one cup of cow milk, because you can actually live by only drinking cow milk, because everything is there. So he would preach to the householders, because householders are considered poor-hearted, which means they think that maintaining the family is the first business and spiritual life is the second business. But that's not a fact. That spirit soul, we come in this world with nothing, and we leave this world, we can't take anything with you. So they're working very hard, day and night, going to work during rush hour traffic, and working for so many hours in the day, some job they don't even like, and then they have to come home and again fight the rush hour traffic, and they take some food, have a little sex life, and go to sleep. And this is their daily routine. So they think filling the belly and satisfying the genitals is the goal of life. So Sukadeva Goswami will preach the householders and tell them that the goal of life was not sense gratification, but to engage in devotional service and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So the name chanting Hare Krishna, Hare is the energy of the Lord, Krishna is the Lord Himself. The word Krishna means all attractive. Krish, it's two parts. The word Krish is the attractive feature of the Lord existence. Anna means spiritual pleasure. When the verb Krish is added to the affix Na, becomes Krishna, which indicates the absolute truth. So Krishna is the absolute truth, as the all-attractive one. The holy name consists of three words, Hare Krishna and Rama. Well, Hare is the address of Srimati Radharani, and Krishna and Rama are the names of the Lord. One time the devotees were arguing. Someone said that Rama was Balaram, someone else said Rama was Parasaram, and someone else said that Rama was Lord Ramachandra. So they went to Prabhupada to settle the argument. And Prabhupada said that all three were correct. And so also, the chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we're also addressing Radhika Raman. And this is the prayer. We're asking, Lord, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So the chanting the holy name is something that can be done continuously. Prabhupada would say, you can chant Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John, but very soon you'll get tired. But you can chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day. Like Haridas Thakur, he chanted 300,000 names every single day. And when there was one person who was named Ramachandra Khan, and he was envious of Haridas Thakur because Haridas Thakur was getting so much respect. So he called some prostitutes and told them, you should go to Haridas Thakur and make him fall down. So one of the prostitutes said, well, I will certainly do that. So she went to Haridas Thakur in the dead of night, in the nighttime, and she said to Haridas Thakur, you're a beautiful young man, I'm very attracted to you, I want to have union with you. So Haridas Thakur said that I will have fulfill your desires, but I've made a vow to chant 300,000 names every month. So when I finish my rounds, then I will fulfill your desire. So she came for one day, and then one night, and sat there and listened to Haridas Thakur chant. Of course, in our case, we would probably say, Well, I'll chant my rounds later. I won't. But Haridasa Kaur, of course, wasn't allured by that prostitute. And she came one night, and Haridasa Kaur chanted all night. So Haridasa Kaur, and then she went back to Ramachandra Khan and told him what happened. So the second night, she went, and Ramachandra Khan told her to bring a constable, a policeman with her, to witness the activities so he could report back to Ramachandra Khan. But the second night, the same thing happened. She chanted Haridasa Kaur. She sat and listened to Haridasa Kaur chanting all night. And again, she was disappointed. So she went for the third night, and then she surrendered to Haridasa Kaur and admitted that Ramachandra Khan had sent her to make him fall down. And Haridasa Kaur said, I knew this all along, that Ramachandra Khan, he's just a foolish rascal. So she said to Haridasa Kaur, I want you to become my spiritual master. And she surrendered to him. So he told her that you give all your possessions away, come here with this one cloth, and chant the holy name and worship Tulsi Devi, and do that for the rest of your life. So she did that. She gave away all her possessions. She only had one cloth. And she was chanting. She started chanting 300,000 names every day. And she became a great Vaishnavi. And the village people saw that and came offer respect to her. Then Haridasa Kaur got up and left that place. He said, I would have left this place the first night you came, but I stayed here just to deliver you. So Haridasa Kaur delivered the prostitute. Then Haridasa Kaur was tested for the second time. In the dead of night, a beautiful woman came. Haridasa Kaur was living in a cave. And she exhibited she exposed part of her body to make Haridasa Kaur agitated. But he was not moved in any way. And he told her the same thing. Sit down here and wait. When I finish chanting my round, I'll fulfill your desires. But again, the same thing happened. His rounds were never finished, and he never could fulfill her desires. And then she told him that I am actually Mahamaya, the illusory energy of the Lord. I've come here to test you. So in the Padma Purana, it is said, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The holy name of Krishna is transcendently blissful, bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it's Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellow. It is not a material name under any condition, and is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by material qualities, there's no question of it being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Krishna is on the absolute platform. His name, form, qualities, and pastimes are all spiritual and non-different than Krishna. So this is the brief explanation of the holy name. Now the process for chanting the holy name, we have We have kirtan and we have japa. Kirtan is the congregational chanting of holy names. Haridas Thakur says here in Harinam Chintamani that by doing kirtan, you benefit hundreds of people. You get 100 times more benefit because everybody's hearing the holy name. And by chanting japa, you only benefit yourself. So kirtan, we should do both. So at the time of initiation, we promise to chant 16 rounds, 108 times 16, every day of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But the chanting should be done with great care and attention, and we should try to avoid the 10 offenses which we recite every morning. Especially the 10th offense includes being inattentive. Inattentive chanting leads to all the other anarthas, or unwanted things, or offenses. Leads to all the other offenses. So it's important, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we should find a secluded place where we can chant, being where we won't be disturbed by any external things. In his house at Gojun in Navadvip, he has a room, a tiny, very small room, where he used to go and chant the holy name, chant his japa. Verse also chanting in the association of devotees in front of Tulsi, that is also recommended. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant in front of Tulsi. When he'd walk, someone would hold Tulsi in front of him. Wherever he would sit, there'd always be Tulsi. Because Tulsi is not different than Krishna, and Tulsi is very merciful. We can pray to Tulsi to help us advance in devotional service. So Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that we should not chant silently, but we should chant by moving upper lip, lower lip, and tongue at the same time. But we shouldn't chant too loud so that other people are disturbed. But we should chant loud enough so we can hear the mantra and others can hear it also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So the six Goswamis were always engaged in chanting the holy name. Nana Shastra Vicharno Vinupano Sadharma Sanstapako Lokanam Hitakarno Tribhuvane Manyo Sanrankaro Radha Krishna Padara Vindamadana Andena Mataliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Subhago Sri Jiva Gopalago. So the six Goswamis were always engaged in loudly chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing. They were just like the ocean of love of Godhead, and they were popular both with the gentle and the ruffians because they were not envious of anyone. First verse is Krishna Kirtan Ananata Pro Raiman Mitobo Nidhi. And also, number six says that the Goswamis, offer my respect, boys, to the Goswamis, who are engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord and bowing down in a secluded place in scheduled measurement. In this way, they utilize their variable lives in executing these devotional activities. They conquered over eating and sleeping. They're always meek and humble, enchanted by remembering the transcendental qualities of the Lord. So Raghunath Das Goswami would chant 200,000 names every day and offer obeisances 2,000 times to Vishnu and 1,000 times to the Vaishnavas. And Lord Chaitanya glorified Raghunath Das Goswami's sadhana. He said his sadhana was like the lines in a stone, which was very strict. And at the end of his life, he would take one cup of chach, buttermilk. When they turn the milk, they get butter and turn it into ghee. And whatever's left over, that's called chach, buttermilk. So he'd take one cup buttermilk every other day. That was his only food. And one time, someone thought he should take more, so they brought him twice as much. And he threw both cups away and said, "What do you think? You think I'm a sense enjoyer?" So all the Goswamis, six Goswamis, were very austere. They would not sleep more than one or one and a half hours every day. Raghunath Das would sleep 90 minutes every day, and the rest of their time was spent in chanting, hearing, and chanting about the Lord's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. In this way, they showed how to be pure devotees of the Lord. So in this Shastakli prayers by Lord Chaitanya, the Shastakli prayers, he's in those eight verses, Lord Chaitanya didn't write any books. He only left his eight verses. And these eight verses include Sambandhan, Abhideya, and Parojana, which means establishing our relationship with Krishna, the process of how to engage in the service of Krishna, and how to attain complete perfection. So the first two verses are glorifying the holy name, and the third verse is the process of chanting. Sunadapi sunichana, swarapi sisana, amanina mandana, kirtanya sadhari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw on the street, more tolerant than a tree, and should be devoid of all sense of false prestige. In that way, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. But this is also described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that humility must be there to attain the love of God. One must be humble. Srila Prabhupada was waiting for a flight somewhere, and there was too many devotees in the waiting room, so the other passengers couldn't get in. They asked the devotees to leave. So the one devotee stood up and said, "All the devotees have to leave this waiting room." So Srila Prabhupada was the first person to stand up to go out. Of course, he was the only one that was there waiting for the airplane. But this was a sign of humility. Then, Nana Nadanandana Sundarim Kavichan Bhajagadishwari Mava Jamini Jamanishwari Bhagavati Aitiki Twayi. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. Allowing by your causes, the bodhisattva stir birth after birth. So this is the stage of anartha and vritti. When the anarthas, there are innumerable anarthas. Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, his teachings to Rupa Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita described that there are innumerable anarthas in the heart, unwanted things. And these anarthas attack or are present in the form of weeds. Guru Krishna Prasad by Bhakti Lata Beach, time initiation, one gets the seed or the creeper of devotional service. So when you have a creeper, you have to fence it in. And that fencing process is the following the rules and regulations and associating with bodhis. And you have to water the creeper by hearing and chanting. But as the creeper grows, weeds also grow. And you have to be a diligent gardener. A gardener's business is to take out the weeds. And the weeds come in the form of anarthas, or unwanted things, like duplicitous dealing and fault finding, criticizing devotees, desire for mukti, sense gratification, liberation. These anarthas are there. And devotees have to recognize these weeds. Although they look like the same species, they look like the creeper, the bhakti creeper, but they're not the same species. So if a devotee is not careful, the weeds will grow along with the creeper, and eventually there won't be any creeper, but there will only be weeds. So if anybody wants to know why someone would leave Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is so nice, simple lifestyle, nice prasadam, everything is nice, especially new devotee, you're very happy to live an anxiety-free life, rather than being in the rat race. The material world is called the rat race, where people have to always in anxiety. But if one's not careful, the weeds will outgrow the creeper, one will lose his taste for devotional service and leave devotional service. So we've seen it happen so many times. Gurus and sannyasis who are sincere, trying to serve Srila Prabhupada, but they weren't careful gardeners. They weren't good gardeners, and they neglected their sadhana or whatever they did. They were forced to leave Krishna consciousness, at least for the time being. So, next verse says, O son Ananda Maharaj, because of fruitive activities, I'm your eternal servitor. At some or other, I've fallen into this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as an atom at your lotus feet. This is Sambandhan Jnana, establishing a relationship with Krishna. O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love, flowing constantly, when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up? When will the hairs on my body stand on end at the recitation of your holy name? And this is the stage of ruchi, when one gets a taste for the holy name. Ecstatic symptoms will be there. One time, Haridas Thakur saw a snake charmer and was doing a dance. So Haridas Thakur started doing a dance too. And the snake charmer stepped aside and watched. And many people came to watch. So after some time, Haridas Thakur stopped and left that place. But one Brahmin, who was envious of Haridas Thakur, thought, why is Haridas Thakur getting so much respect? I can do the same thing and get the same respect. So this Brahmin, all of a sudden, started to imitate Haridas Thakur, and he fell on the ground like he was in ecstatic love of Krishna. And the snake charmer took a stick and started beating this man until he ran away, screaming in pain. So they asked the snake charmer, well, why did you let Haridas Thakur dance, but you didn't let this man dance? And he said, because I could understand that Haridas Thakur was genuine, and this man was a cheater. So it's very common in Bengal that people do Leela Kirtan, different kinds of Kirtan, and they put chili powder under their eyes so they can, looks like they're crying. But it's fake. And after the Kirtan's over, they're outside smoking beedis and associating with women. So this is not the real thing. So you can't imitate a pure devotee. And then the results of chanting, Vigayitam Nineshana, Sakshusha Parisharitam, Sunyatam Jagatsarvam, Govinda Varna Hainare. And that is, O Govinda, feeling your separation, I consider a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world. That was the mood of the gopis of Srimati Radharani. But for us, 12 years is like one moment. Here, one moment was like 12 years. Because the time factor is moving so fast. Time and tide wait for no man. So you have to go, the material nature as such, everyone takes birth, everyone stays for some time, everyone produces offspring, everyone dwindles or decays, and everyone leaves their body. This is described in the second chapter and 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita about the transmigration of the soul. But of course, that if you have a material body, even material science, they want to invent so many things that keep people looking young and being young, and they want to invent drugs so people can have sex life even in old age. Jayadvaita Swami wrote a book and he said the men between 65 and 75 are having sex regularly, and men between 75 and 85 are having sex occasionally. But this doesn't go away. Sex desire doesn't go away. But for a devotee, it's different. When you're practicing Krishna consciousness, 11th canto, one verse it says, by coming to the mode of goodness, then eventually one will come to pure goodness. So by being in the mode of goodness, the other modes, passion, ignorance, will melt away. And then one can perform devotional service with a pure heart. Ahitaki apuchita, unmotivated, uninterrupted. Then the final verse says, I know no one but Krishna as my Lord. He should remain so. Even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me, he's completely free to do anything and everything. For he's always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. And this was the mood of Srimati Radharani, which Lord Chaitanya came to try to understand the mood of Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayaya. Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. So, by chanting the holy name, many more things can be said. Rupa Goswami says that one tongue and 2 ears is not enough. We have to have millions of tongues and millions of ears so we can actually chant the holy name purely. And when one comes to pure goodness, one chants the holy name, then ecstatic symptoms will be there, tears in the eyes, rolling on the ground, faltering of the voice, hair standing on end. And we see in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotees of the Lord were always exhibiting ecstatic symptoms. Gaura Govinda Maharaj says, we're opening a crying school. And for Lord Chaitanya's associates, they were always, their tears, their eyes were always filled with tears of love and were flowing like the waves of the Ganges. When Mahaprabhu went to do his puja, every day he would do puja. And he went to do his puja, and his ecstatic love, his tears in his eyes, made his clothes wet. So he went to, he had to go to the Ganges, take a bath, change his clothes. So he did that one time, two times, three times. And then he finally said, I can't do the puja. He told Gurudhar Pandit, you do the puja for me. So this is a symptom of the devotion. You try to cry for Krishna. If you can't cry for Krishna, you should cry because you can't cry for Krishna. So somehow or other, when we're chanting japa, when we're doing kirtan, we should feel some ecstatic symptoms. And then we know that we're on the right path. But it's a gradual process. Lord Kapila Dev says, we should hear about Krishna, hear the pastimes, hear Srimad Bhagavatam for a very long time. And since we've been conditioned by material life, in material life for since time immemorial, we may not become Krishna conscious immediately. We have to be patient. If a woman gets married, she wants to have a child, but she can't have a child immediately. She has to be patient and wait the 9 months or whatever. So patience is there, confidence, enthusiasm. So I'm happy to see that so many, that every day devotees are coming for Mangalarti, Guru Puja class, and chanting and dancing enthusiastically. And this is not going on all over the world. There are many temples in the world where practically nobody comes to Mangalarti or Guru Puja class, unfortunately, because most of the people live outside and have to work and can't come to the temple for some reason or another. But here in Melbourne, it's different. We have some very nice group of devotees who are coming daily, following the schedule. And Vaisheshika Prabhu wrote in his book, Family Business, that the book distribution or any service you do, it's important that we have a good sadhana. Sadhana means practice of devotional service. And that means first principle is one should show up. So everyone should show up for the morning program. But you may have late night preaching program, you may not be able to show up every day. But when you're not sick or didn't have a late night program, everyone should show up for the morning program. People live outside, may not be able to show up to the temple, but they should have a morning program in their house. When Bhurijan Prabhu was in Hong Kong, Srila Prabhupada came there to see him, and he said, ask Bhurijan, are you having a morning program? And Bhurijan said, no, because not many people are coming, so we're not having a morning program. And Prabhupada was not pleased. And so many letters are there where Prabhupada stressed this point that everyone, that every devotee should have a strict morning program. Because when they build a building, the first thing they build is the foundation. If the foundation is strong, then the building will be strong. So this is our foundation, to have a strict sadhana and show up for the morning program. Prabhupada said, if you're too sick to come to Mangalarti, then you're too sick to take prasadam. You need to fast all day. He said, even if you have to crawl, you should come to Mangalarti. So there was one man in Vrindavan who was in a wheelchair, and one morning, somehow he didn't have his wheelchair, so I saw he was crawling to Mangalarti on his hands and knees. So this is important, that if we're not sick and we weren't up late night, then we should take rest early, get up early, and come to all of the programs so that Maya will not take us away. Daivyesha Gunamayi, Mama Maya Dhiratya. Maya is very strong, and she can take anyone away very within a moment. But if we keep ourselves strong, keep ourselves in the mode of goodness, then Maya will not be able to allure you. So someone else, many, many other things to say about the Holy Name. The Holy Name came 500 years ago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation for the Lord. He inaugurated the Sankirtan movement. The Holy Name is not different than Krishna. And the process is Kirtan and Japa. This is Holy Name week, so we're going to have more and more Kirtan. And you can chant 16 rounds, but you can chant as many rounds as you can. That's the time initiative. We make a vow to chant 16 rounds. But that's not the limit. Prabhupada said that someone chants 16 rounds and he throws away his bead bag and says, now I can do any damn thing I want. But 16 rounds is the minimum. One can chant as many rounds as possible. 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 3 lakhs. And so we shouldn't give up the process. The problems will be there, but still we should continue the process at all costs so that we can make our life successful and go back home, back to Godhead, and not take birth again in this material world. So everyone can chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.